Hi, Gina. It's Tina from Local Splash. I missed a call from you.
I'm trying to call. Yes.
Sorry. I was on the
payment. I know you're busy. I have to make a payment, and I know you guys were able to help me out inside the past because I'm having financial difficulties and business is just not picking up. And now I'm getting messages that I'm getting leads, but I can't see the leads until I pay the account.
I'm
under some distress. Is there a way that you could take like a lesser amount?
I don't want
to jeopardize my Facebook or anything. So how much credit are you able to give me?
Well, what I was thinking is the Facebook ads are $100 of your campaign. So what we could do...
Oh, but that's like I really need the Facebook.
Well, hear me out for a minute, because we could take the ads off and that would lower the past due amount to $149. And then when things get a little bit better, you could always call back and put them back on. So the Facebook's not... No, you don't want to do that?
No, I can't jeopardize it. I really need it because that's where most people contact me. They're like, we see your Facebook.
Yeah. Well, they're still going to see your Facebook. It's just not going to be that the ads would be running on it, but your Facebook would still be up and running. You know what I mean?
Right. But the ads is where it's at. That's where I'm getting from everyone that I speak to, all the new people that are coming in. They're like, Facebook ads. But they don't actually like click on them or do anything. They just call the phone number.
Uh-huh. So,
is there anything else that we could do? Because, like, we were doing so freaking good a few months ago, but the last 2-3 months have just been awful. I don't know what happened. I think it's winter time. Maybe there's, like, less clients out there.
Yeah.
So, is there anything we could do? Maybe if we ask a supervisor or a manager? Sometimes they have magic powers.
So the thing is they put a service credit on there for $149 last month, and that's usually like a one-time exception. They can't give you a $249 bundled package for $100 on an ongoing basis. That was
like a
one-time exception that they did that for you. Let me look at the dashboard, though, and see.
Right, because someone's planning to contact me, that could be, a potential reading.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I don't want you to miss out on that, so. I don't see the new lead that it texted you about on the dashboard, because I was going to just say I'll just, copy it and paste it and text it to you. But I don't see it. So I think what's happening is the system probably has to update it, because when I try to refresh it, it says we know the issue and the team is working on it. I'm getting an error. So what I'll do is once that report refreshes, I'll at least copy and paste it. And if it's a call that came in through the call tracking number, I'll at least send you the caller information so that you can get
back. Oh, is my call tracking not working?
No,
the phone number is working?
The call tracking's still working, but let's say that lead that came in today, you missed the call or something. I'm pretty sure that you probably talked to them, but let's say that you missed the call, then I can at least send you the caller information. You know what I mean? If you can't get into the dashboard and get it yourself. And then, that way. Yeah, but like I said, I think doing the $149 package when you can is probably going to help you tremendously, because it's not going to affect your Facebook at all. And the nice thing about the Facebook ads is you can stop them and start them at any time. So it's not like they can, it's not like it's going to affect you right now, because right now the ads aren't running anyway because the payment's not going through, right? So the last thing you want is to have it affect the Facebook and then the Google, because 87% of consumers will hire off of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you look at, Facebook and Yelp and Yellow Pages and City Search, and you kind of lump them all into one category, they only get 13%. So, just over the last 30 days on your Google results, you were found 1,608 times on the first page with 67 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So, that's the portion that I would hate to see, get affected, because what happens when an account's in suspension is that everything stays active. It's just that the technicians don't do any active programming on it. And that will affect you because Google changes the algorithms daily. You know, I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. You know,
right.
So when a new revision comes through and you're current with us, then you have that team of technicians that will update the information and refresh your data. And that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page.
Okay. Can you see what magic you could do for me and take a payment, or do I do that myself?
I can take the payment. Do you want to just do the $149 for now?
Okay.
You know what? I'll do something just to help you out a little bit. I'm not supposed to because they already did a service credit last month, but I'll at least put a $50 service credit on here just to help you out a little bit. And that way I'll just collect, $199, but you'll still have the Facebook ads on there. How's that sound?
That sounds beautiful.
Okay. I'll help you out and do that, Gina. No
okay.
problem. Mm-hmm.
So let me see. How do I get a card number for Apple Pay? Let me see. Add money, transfer, Apple Cash, and a card number. Okay.
Give me a second, too, because while you're doing that, I'm trying to apply the service credit. So I have to go to, like, a special link to apply it. So give me one second here. And then once I get
Thank
that
you.
Added,
I'm
then I can take
for Apple to make me a card number. Oh, here.
They what? They wanted you to make a card number through Apple?
Yeah, because Apple, they like to bring a card. So you can, like, pay people or pay bills.
Oh, I see. So does it let you pull it up?
Yeah, I'll have it right here. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, you do have it. Okay, I was getting confused. I was like, huh? So, okay, I just have one more button to click to apply the $50. Okay, it's stuck. Okay, so just $199 will be collected. And go ahead with the new card number, please.
It is 4428-6715-5251.
Okay. And the phone cracked up for the first set of four. What was the very first four digits?
4295.
Okay. So 4295-4428-6715-5251.
Correct.
And expiration?
029.
Say that again. We have a bad connection. It was what? Zero what?
Oh, so sorry. It's 829.
829. Okay, 829. And the code?
363.
363. Okay, and is it still the East 30th Street for the billing address on this card?
I believe so.
Okay, I'll try it. If it's not, my system will show me, but it should go through. So let me go ahead and
okay.
give it a...
Okay, if not, I'll give you my old address.
Oh, nope, this one worked. So it was that address.
Nice.
So I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that, Gina. And then another little thing I'll do on the back end is your next payment's supposed to be December 23rd. I don't like it when somebody has two payments within the same month. So I'm going to push that next one out 30 days.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, that way you're paid in full until January 4th, okay?
Oh, you're the best. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Yeah, so you should be able to get right back on your dashboard, and if anything, you know, any leads are coming in, you'll be able to see them right away on your end, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Gina. Have a good rest of your week.
You too. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.